Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mets are better than we thought. Good. It's early in the season. You have a season. They have a bunch of guys. They have a team. They have a manager. They have a president of baseball operations, and they have an owner. On the other side, the Yankees show some fight. Show they got the dog in them. TWTW, the will to win. Get off the mat. 27 outs, late in the game. Make it happen. Juan Soto will make it happen. Juan Soto takes every pitch dead serious. And that's infectious. Other guys step up. It meant a lot that the Yankees didn't just go meekly into the night. It meant a lot that the Yankees just didn't lay down there and get swept by the Toronto Blue Jays. It's the AL East, arguably the toughest division in baseball. There's going to be battles. It's a gauntlet. And right now, through two series, one in the Bronx, one in Toronto, the Yankees are even. The Yankees also stay in first place. The Yankees also stay atop of baseball with 13 wins. And Aaron Judge gets it done. I feel like he needed that. I feel like we needed that. As fans of the Yankees and Aaron Judge, who have seen him so much, we needed to see him come through in that moment. We already saw him fail against the Marlins. We've seen him fail a bunch of times. Just this series, he was hitless. Multiple strikeouts in multiple games. Where I'm saying this guy's not himself. He's clearly hurt. They're not going to shut him down because he's Aaron Judge. And what we had to go through last year without him, nobody wants to go through that again, even for a couple weeks. He got right. And he won it. Stay tuned for my Casamigos big shot of the night. Speaking of win it, won it. I mean, the Sixers won. So, New York Knicks fans, here you go. You have last year's MVP in Joel Embiid showing up to the Garden. As you just heard Marco say, it's coming up. The series is this weekend. It starts the Turnpike rivalry, 90 minutes away, New York versus Philly. We hate the Eagles. We hate the Phillies. We hate the Flyers. And, of course, we hate the Sixers, too. And if I'm a Knicks fan, I'm saying good. Good. Let's get big, bad Embiid out of the way. That foul merchant, that crybaby. Let's clear him out. And then who's left? Because all year we heard they're not going to be able to stop Embiid. They're not going to be able to stop Giannis. They're not going to be able to stop Tatum. Get them out of the way first. And once they're out of the paint, you see who comes out of the Bucks series. Giannis isn't going to be available in the start of the Bucks series. If it's the Bucks or the Pacers, whatever. Let's see how it plays out. But I feel like you have an advantage because of the three guys at Villanova, the three guys from Villanova that played at Wells Fargo Center. They're comfortable there. I feel like you have an advantage. You know your fans mob that place. You know your fans. You know you have some fans down there in South Jersey, suburbs of PA. And there's a ton of fans that will make that drive from North Jersey, New York, to go support the Knicks. It won't be a Philly takeover in the Garden. Impossible, in my opinion. Yeah, they'll be there to chant, "Let's go Sixers," a little bit. But advantage Knicks. Jalen Brunson versus Embiid. I just watching Embiid tonight, I'm like, if that's how Embiid shows up in the series coming up against the Knicks, advantage Knicks. 877-337-6666. We did talk a little puck with Johnny Lazarus as the Rangers and the Isles get ready this weekend to chase the Stanley Cup. We're going to do more of that. Let's go back to the phones. Ryan is in Hazlitt next up on The Fan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, boss? How you doing tonight?
Good. Hanging out. We're talking all the sports, you know?
Dude, you went to James Madison?
I did for a little while, but honestly, I had to get out of there. It got crazy.
Yep. Yo, those baddies over there in Fairfax, dude. But it's alumni weekend.
There's a ton of baddies.
When those sundresses come out, man, you'll get married.
Southern Bells. There's a lot of Southern Bells down there. And when you got a New Jersey accent like me and they ask you what position you play, quarterback.
I played baseball for them.
Oh, man. I hung out with the baseball players all the time. I used to be at the baseball house a lot.
Oh, dude, loved it. Loved it. I messaged you on Twitter. I'm a low band LHP. I'm that guy telling you next man up, dude.
Okay.
I didn't get the DM. You know what it is? I just think that the best part about the way sports is, other than the Jets and the Giants, you know, right now, all the teams in New York, the biggest thing that they have is they have depth, man. There's so many different players that you could just throw in with the Yankees, the Mets, the Knicks, you know, it's a real fun time.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And I'm hoping that Indy wins in the set so we can get an old-fashioned second round Indiana versus the Knicks.
Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton and Wally Szczerbiak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I was at Hampton Hall, by the way, my freshman year.
Yeah, I lived in McGraw-Long a little further out. And then I lived in the Bluestones on the quad my second year, which was amazing.
Oh, yeah, those were nice. Yeah, I ended up being at Forest Hills my second year.
Oh, yeah, once you get off campus, though, and you get in those apartments, that's to let the games begin.
Poof. No one knows about that, man. That's the best part about it.
I know too much about it. I had to go. Something had to give.
Good,
student, athlete, partier. A bunch of other things. I was like, I got to get out of here. I lasted three and a half semesters.
All right, boss. Have yourself a good one tonight, all right?
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Yeah, I didn't get the DM on Twitter. My DMs are off. I don't know. It's just better that way. I think what I am going to do is eventually open my DMs for like a week and see if like the old DMs come in on Instagram and Twitter. But, you know, the same way I run into these crazy Mets fans in my DMs, or I used to, and I just turned that off. You know, I saw some of the stuff these crazy Mets fans were seeing, were sending Francisco Lindor's wife. I must have ran into some of these same kids. And that's what it is, I think. They're just reckless kids online that will write anything to someone knowing there's no way we could track down who sent this, and even if we could, who would? Like, who would bother? But my direct messages are off on Instagram and Twitter from years ago, right, when the Mets won the World Series against the Yankees in a two-game set at Citi Field, the Subway Series. Mets took two games, and I came on air, and I talked it down. I laughed it off, like, whatever. We don't care about these two games in June as much as you. And what happened after that? But, yeah, with that take and then a bunch of other takes, I don't know, laughing at Carlos Correa being signed in the middle of the night and never signing, or Buck Showalter coming out there to pick up a bat and them saying, oh, check his ears, cheater. Like, I could run through the things that I said online and on air that must have got some little 15-year-old Mets fans mad. And so they messaged me some terrible things. And I said, I'm not going to give you the opportunity to do that. I'm not going to give you the opportunity to slide into my DMs with that vile energy. And then when I see Francisco Lindor's wife caught that type of stuff too, I'm like, see, nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. Don't even have your Instagram or your Twitter messages open for anyone to DM you. I know Evan Roberts does that. He's crazy, though. And he gets love from Mets fans. He probably gets a lot of hate, too. But, yeah. So, Ryan, that's why I did not see the DM. If you at me on Twitter, I'll see it. Or if you, like, write in a reply on Instagram, I'll see it. But, yeah, I closed my DMs a while ago. I got to focus. I can't let some of y'all say anything to me, throw me off my focus. I've had some nasty hate mail mailed to me Like, someone literally hand-wrote the N-word in a letter and mailed it to WFAN. And honestly, that night it fired me up. I'm like, oh, I'm about to kill it now. I'm like, you anonymously went to the post office, mailed me something, wrote the nastiest word you could write to a young black man doing his thing out here on the radio in New York. Oh, now I'm going to turn up. Now I'm going to get after it. Just giving y'all more behind the scenes, you know, peeling back the curtain a little bit. Let's get back to the phones. Out in Sea Caucus, Jeremy's on the fan. Go for it, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Good.
Love your show.
Watching the Hawks versus Bulls game, it does not have the same juice as the Heat Sixers game had.
Nah, man, but we're going to cook. The Knicks are going to cook the Sixers.
Yeah, I think it's five-game series. Sixers might get one off you.
So, all right, first off, I just want to say thank you, John Sterling. He's going to be so missed. He's the voice of the Yankees. And hear me out, I got an idea.
Okay.
At the end of every Yankees win at home, they got to play the Yankees win in a classic John Sterling call, then play Sinatra. What do you think?
That'd be awesome, and that's not hard for them to do. The last out happens, ball hits the glove, they play the Yankees win. Bam, bam, ba-na-na. Just edit the audio, right? Just put that right in front of Frank.
And then it goes right in front of Frank. I think that would be such a perfect homage to Sterling. Okay, so my second point, I agree with you, everything you said about Volpe. Why did we move him? He's going to have to struggle now. If he has success or if he struggles, whatever it is, he's going to have to do it in the leadoff spot for the New York Yankees, a team with championship expectations. And we say that every year, but it's different with Soto.
Yeah.
It's different with Verdugo.
He's got to face Chris Bassett first. He's got to face Yusei Kikuchi first. I said it, and I know a lot of, like, I didn't agree with it. I thought it was premature. Can we at least get a month sample size of the season? Can we at least get through four series? We didn't even get through the fourth series before they got cute and said, "Up, Volpe's ready."
Yeah, and you know what? I really thought Boone, I don't remember the exact amount of games. I think it was maybe three or four where Boone kept the same lineup day in, day out. And it was
some
refreshing consistency. I really thought we were turning the page and we were saying, you know what?
A balanced lineup every day.
Exactly. The guys know where they're playing. They screw the analytics for a hot minute. This is spring training light, basically, man. It's the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last point, real quick. We all know Soto makes everyone better, dude. His intensity and his focus on every single pitch.
Oh yeah,
you said it perfectly. I believe he's not helping the Yankees. He's going out there proving Juan Soto is better than the man pitching to him, dude.
Every time
It's not even that he wants to help the team. He wants to help the team, obviously. But what trumps that is his dedication to be better than who's thrown to him. It's crazy. I love it.
The mind
they
games.
They got to give exactly. He the aggression on every single pitch.
Jeremy, I used to not like it. I actually was on Off Base on MLB Network, and they asked us all to stand up and do the Soto shuffle. And I'm like, nah, I don't think that's cool. I don't think showing up the pitcher every ball is cool. I think he does too much. I think the guy's way too cocky. When he's on your team and it's crunch time and you need, like, it's a different feeling watching
Man,
him take a step and bang his hip and look at the pitcher and give him a nod and shake his head no. Basically, he's saying, you can't see me. You're scared. You will not throw the ball in the zone. Genesis Cabrera, if you do, there's a home run.
That's what it is, man. It's a beautiful thing to see. Like you said, his energy is infectious, and this is what the Yankees have needed for a long time. They've been stale since 2009. Without the fire of Sabathia, you know, without Teixeira, maybe not Teixeira so much with intensity, but Soto, man, his energy gives life to this team. And Verdugo, shout out to Verdugo. Don't forget about him, man.
Nah, don't.
They're a combo. I like them. I didn't like Verdugo either on the Boston.
I didn't want him.
Same thing.
And it's funny,
me
right?
Either.
Gleyber sucks this year so far, and the thought was they were going to trade Gleyber for Verdugo. That was the rumor this offseason. I said, no, 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 no. Now it's like, well, they didn't have to give up Gleyber for him. But still, I'm like, Gleyber could have gone.
Right? Okay.
Send Glaber anywhere at this point. Tired of it.
This is the very last thing, and I'll let you go. You got a lot of calls on your hands. Do you think in any scenario, okay, I know Judge maybe could be possibly injured. He's not going to tell us. He's the captain. He's not going to bow out. We get it. Do you think maybe it's more of a mental game and Soto's kind of stealing his thunder a little bit and maybe he hasn't experienced this yet in his career?
I've heard that take, and I just don't think Judge is like that. Judge is Judge. Judge has got a huge contract. Judge is the captain. Judge is a former AL MVP. Judge broke the AL home run record. I don't think Judge looks at anybody that like they're bigger than him or can steal his shine, and Judge wanted this. Judge had nobody around him, right? In outfield last year, Judge had Willie Calhoun. He's not looking at Soto like, oh, you're stealing my shine. Judge wants to win, ultimately. When Soto hit that home run, go look at the replay. Him and Judge were celebrating. They both jumped in the air. They banged elbows. Like, I don't think Judge is looking at Soto like, oh, I want to be the star. I think he's looking at Soto as like, thank God we got this guy. It's not all on me.
Yeah, no, you know what? You're right, too. He probably, you know, it's a load off his shoulders. You know what, Keith? Thank you for the call. Let's go, Yankees. God bless John Sterling. You have a good night, man. Thank you so much.
Good call, Jeremy. 877-337, a 6-6, and two more 6. Let's keep it with the Yankees because now I see my guy Dom is on the line. Dominic in East Rochester, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Keith McPherson. How you doing?
Good, good, you know. Yeah, glad that I'm not coughing up a storm out here.
I got the new knee, so I'm cooking.
Okay. I know you were in Tennessee.
I was.
And now you're back in New York?
I'm back in New York, to Tennessee next January, going to get the other knee done.
Okay, good to hear.
I like the way they handle things down there.
So yeah, anyway, I don't mind Tennessee either, the little bit of time I've been down there for Bonnaroo.
How's my man Jackson?
He's awesome. The kid is getting cuter and cuter. He's starting to learn words. He's crazy. He's got so much energy, and he's crawling. He's almost walking. I'm like, I'm going to turn you into something. You got the right dad. I'm like, all that energy you got, all that want to that you got, I'm going to turn you into something, son.
He's getting cuter and cuter, which means he's starting to look more and more like his mother.
There you go. We call him Boy Nicole. He's in the hospital. The first thing they did was strap up his wrist with a band that said Boy Nicole. That's how they identified him. They didn't know what we were going to name him. Just Boy. And then my wife's name, Boy Nicole McPherson. That was his first nickname, Boy Nicole.
Cool. All right, listen, you know, they made it harder than it was up there in Canada. I mean, we were able to pull out the last one. Obviously, we're always happy about something like that. You know, unless, you know, well, let me start out with positive. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that this right fielder was this good. I mean, of course, I never got to see him, but I know it's only a couple of weeks, but, you know, you can tell this guy is the real deal.
He's going to make $600 million, you can tell this guy.
Well, you know, relative to that, you know, listen, I'm on Cashman's ass, you know. He should have been thinking ahead. It was his job to think ahead. I didn't know this guy was this good, but Cashman gets paid to know how good this guy was. And going way back, I know this is spilt milk, but even with Stanton, he should have been thinking ahead, not spending that kind of money. And I'm almost saying, I got to tell you the truth, I think the guy's better than Judge, Keith. And you know, I love Judge, and I like him when he's hot. But you know, this guy's terrific. And you know, they should have been careful what they were doing, knowing that this could come about. And now they're in this situation. And you know, just enjoy it this year.
I don't care who else they have on the payroll. I don't care what they were doing in the past. You now have Juan Soto in the Yankees' new road grays and pinstripes. He goes nowhere. You pay that man what it takes to keep him here, and they know that. You know that. Everyone listening to WFAN knows that. You get it done.
You know, I mean, these numbers are you know, Monopoly numbers, but they were talking 600. But
yeah, well, he can't bankrupt Hal Steinbrenner, so.
You know, well, you're not going to bankrupt him. I mean, there's no question. They're not, you know, nobody makes more money than they do. Maybe the Dodgers, but.
No, they just got another cash grab. It's John Sterling Day Saturday. That place is going to sell out.
Oh, geez, shame on me. I should have let off with John. You know, Keith, I'm John's been there 30 plus years, and I probably haven't watched any more than 30 games in 30 years. I drive for a living. I'm on the radio. I listen to every pitch every year on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
He's my eyes. And, you know, I love this guy. I even love it when he makes a mistake, you know, when it's a home run. But
I don't mind it. It's laughable. And he's given us so many great moments. He's allowed to make a couple mistakes.
He is so human. He is so human. And he's such a good fan. I mean, he's like us. He gets upset. You know, what the? They move that runner. What are you doing? Put the bunt down. You know, I'll tell you, I hope they can talk him into doing at least one more game, because I got to hear him one more game. But that, I was really sad about
Saturday,
that.
Saturday, he's not calling the game, but he will be in the booth and he will speak
know,
on it.
I know, but I want to hear him call a game to tell you the
I don't
truth,
know if you
I
heard me Monday.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I said, you know what? The Yankees, this one's for John. This season is for John. The Yankees better be so damn good this year that they do get to the World Series and John does get the itch again and ask if he can call, you know, game one of the World Series. Can I get one more in? Be that good that that happens. Make him come out of retirement. This is WFAN. Everybody comes out of retirement. Joe Beningo, Steve Summers, he's not really retired.
You're right. You're right. So I'm just sad over this. I understand that. Hey, you know, I'm going to be 77. You know, and he's 86. I can feel his pain. It's nice to hear him say, though, in an interview, once he's in the seat, there's nothing
it's
he
easy.
Loves more.
Yeah, that's
it
the easy part.
A matter, you know, and you can appreciate. I mean, I don't live in New York. I mean, it's got to be tough on an 86-year-old guy
getting to the stadium. He lives in Edgewater. Just going over the bridge, being in the car, whether he's driving or someone's driving him, it's a lot. And he's got to get up and get ready.
That he never mentioned he had a driver or anything like that. So, you know, it was his thing.
To say, Zoo just said it. Remember when he got caught in that rainstorm and he was driving himself and Ricky Ricardo had to save him? Since then, I think he got the driver.
Oh. Hey, you know, listen, the poor guy, don't forget his apartment burned to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He lost everything. He had memorabilia. He had, scorecards.
I thought after Justin Turner fouled that ball off his head last year, he was going to start to reconsider this year. The game got too close.
He even handled that great. You know, I'm really going to miss him. I was shocked.
Ouch. It really hit me. I didn't think it was. He watched it the whole way and said, I didn't think it was coming up here.
You know, I'm being an old timer. I'm shocked that he was actually there longer, did more games than Mel Allen. That surprised the hell out of me. So, Keith, listen, one little thing about what's going on here. DJ's coming back in, you know, about a week. Keith, I got to tell you, if DJ came back today, I'm sorry. I know it's not going to happen. They got to sit Torres, not Cabrera. They got to sit Torres.
I'm fine with that.
You know, Torres, he's throwing the ball all over the place.
Yeah, he's not seeing the ball. It's skipping over his glove. He's bobbling the ball. He doesn't know where to throw the ball. He's throwing the ball to home, throwing the ball to third. I'm like, yo, I cannot believe at age 27 – how many years he been in the league? Like 6-7 years now. Like, how is he still doing these things?
And you know, when he hits, the ball jumps off his bat, unbelievable. But
he's not hitting.
So streaky, you know.
And they move Volpe to the leadoff spot to get him going. He's not. This is no. The coddling of Gleyber Torres has to end.
Well, I want him to start hitting because they're going to have to trade him in July, and we could get a hell of a good pitcher.
He's got no value now.
I always wanted to re-sign him, but I, you know, those two throws over the weekend, I mean, one he missed 10 feet one way, he missed 10 feet the other way. And you know something, Keith? That's because he throws like, you know, he was buddies with Robbie Cano.
Yeah, nonchalant like Cano. And people call him the poor man's Cano. They both are too confident in their skills where they just cavalierly chuck the ball, and it's like, what are you doing?
Well, Cano got away with it. I mean, Cano was as good a second baseman as I can ever remember. He got away with it, but he also Torres picked up some real, real bad habits from him. So, but you know something? If DJ comes back, Keith, you know they're going to put Cabrera down.
Oh, yeah. They got no problem telling. I mean, he had to sit a whole series in favor of John Birdie. I was trying to make sense of that. Like, I guess because Oswaldo's just hitting left-handed. Yeah.
You know, Keith, one thing I like, and I know you like it too, you and I talked about it at length, is every day leave the lineup alone.
They can't. They just can't. They've already done it. Old habits die hard.
But a lot better.
It's better, but like I was fine with Volpe at the sixth spot or seventh spot. They moved him around too much last year. That was unfair to him, and I feel like this is unfair to him too. Great start, kid. Great three series. Ready to lead off? Okay, face everybody's ace. Face everybody's best pitcher first.
But right now he's got to lead off, Keith. You couldn't keep Torres there.
I would have rather them. I don't know. I would have rather them leave Gleyber there and figure it out, or put Verdugo there.
I know you like Verdugo there. I know you're a
Verdugo led off for the Red Sox. I'm like, why do we do this to this kid? Volpe's 22 years old.
He is, but you know what? I'm going to disagree with you. I say just leave Volpe there.
Yeah, now we have to.
Yeah, if he keeps doing what he's doing.
If. He's dropped off a little bit, Dom, and I'm not saying it's because of the move. He obviously faced some good pitching. But again, I was like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Whatever. It wasn't broke. They fixed it. Now it looks like, I don't know. Like, it was a premature move. Dom, thanks for the call. I'm up against it. 87-7, 33-7, a 6-6, two more sixes. When we get back, we will definitely talk more puck. When we get back, we will definitely talk about the Sixers, Knicks, and the NBA playoffs. We do have to bring the Mets back into the conversation. I have more to add about the Make It Happen Mets. And I'm taking your calls on whatever once we get to 11 and my Casamigos Big Shot of the Night happens. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB. Zoo, I didn't know you had a podcast. You just started that podcast?
Yeah, just got it going today, bro.
Go ahead, plug it.
Hey, yeah, you know, it's the Zoo Yorker, man. Go check that out on Apple, Spotify.
Wow, you're about to be big time. You're about to stop producing. You're going to have your own show. You're going to take one of our spots. That's what you're trying to do?
Never that, bro.
Because Rosenberg filled in for me last night. You're like, hey, I'm about to start this podcast. And then next thing you know, I'm in line to fill in.
chill.
You know you got the voice. You know you got the sports knowledge. And you know how to do everything in here. So why not?
Hey, that's how I was feeling, man. And one of these days, man, I'm going to get you on there, too. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, that's easy. Say less. 877-337-6666, the Make It Happen Mets. I think that this storyline with the Mets is great because, like I said earlier in my open, it was like they had to shed the skin of 2023. They had to shake off the losing of a 74-75 win season. And so many fans were ready to say, it's just the same. Oh, Mets. And when you look at them, they're not the same Mets at all. They score runs. And they couldn't score a run. They couldn't do anything in the first two series. They got punked in the first two series. We were talking about Rhys Hoskins. How far away are these Mets from Rhys Hoskins and Jeff McNeil and Rhys Hoskins dominating? Like, that's baseball. This storyline with the Mets is why you can't predict baseball, John Sterling line, and you also can't jump to conclusions. You can't make these proclamations. We can't go on WFAN and say, they're dead, season's over, they'll never get back to 500, punt season, David Stern sucks, they got a dance crew, that's stupid, what's the light show for? No, don't get me wrong. I enjoy trolling Mets fans online in the moment. It is easy. It is the easiest content. It is the easiest thing to do on Twitter. Mets lose. There are a ton of built-in GIFs and memes and things to needle the Mets fans. That's something I'll probably always do. But as far as talking about the Mets on air, we got to share the airwaves. When you win, to the victor go the spoils. When you win, we talk about you and we celebrate you. That's what we wanted, right? You don't want them to lose. When they lose, yeah, you talk down on them. But when they win, it's not like you're like, whatever. You're not trying to, act like they didn't beat any. Oh, they beat the Pirates. Nobody's saying that because it's early in the season. Just a week ago, people were saying the Pirates are a first place team. Even with the Royals coming in, here comes big money Bobby Witt Jr. and the new look Royals. Beat them. What about the Braves series? That Braves series was fun to watch. And even before that, the Red series, they were on Apple TV, Friday Night Baseball. They take that game. They could have swept the Reds. And even in that Red series, they had to shake off the same old Mets, the LOL Mets. These guys had to find their identity. These guys that I call the Yankee Mets. There's definitely some Yankee energy there. Just start with your manager. He's learned a couple things from being in Yankee land for sure. Harrison Bader, Severino, I should say, before Bader. Like, I like what I'm seeing out of these Mets. I got to watch them. I got to listen to them on the radio, really. Like I said, I'm a Fubo user. Shout out to the Fubros, Fubo fam. I'm a Fubo alumni. I worked there 2017, 2018. I don't even think I made it a year. I left. Was the first hire in the social media digital department for the marketing team. Love those guys over there. So I'm still using Fubo today. And in the first couple series, there was this like black stripe that said, you know, SNY will be dropped. Fubo will no longer have SNY. And they made a decision to pick up Yes because of how many people watch the Yankees versus how many people watch the Mets. And numbers are what they are. The same thing is true in the stands, in the attendance, right? I like watch how many people are at this Yankee game Friday. I'll see you there Friday. I'll see you there Saturday. I wasn't planning on going Saturday, but once John hung it up and they said they were going to honor John, I'm not missing that. I'm usually there for all of those ceremonies. Like, I think I missed the Warriors ceremony for a family thing. I was pissed. I missed Mariano's day. and it was for a family thing. I'll never get over that. Just like watched it on my phone. It was a good game. It was another game where Gardy was going off against the umpires, whatever. I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent. Let's keep it Mets. Chris is in Manhattan on a fan. Go for it, Chris.
Hey, Keith, I cannot agree with you more about what you're saying about my Mets. I got to tell you, there's a lot to like right now. A couple things I've been so excited to talk to you. First off, this team likes each other. Yeah. I don't know if I felt that the last couple of years. Even when they were winning 2 years ago, there's something going on. And you're right. The combination of whatever the early signs are with Mendoza, there's something going on here that's different. I can feel it.
Yeah, they're speaking on it. Reed Garrett spoke to it. I said earlier, they're wearing matching track suits to travel. That's a camaraderie thing. Mendoza, I think, is the glue that's bringing them together. Last year, Tommy Pham was talking about them as soon as he got out the door. Max Scherzer had a lot to say as soon as he was traded, before he was even traded. There's always been, I think, this weird energy between the core Mets and the new Mets that have come in under Steve Cohen and the big money guys. Go on.
You're exactly right, Keith. And now they're mixing in a way. And listen, you know, I've talked to you about this. All these Mets fans and blowhards or whatever, anyone that wants to take shots at Stearns and all this stuff. Well, how are you looking now? What are some of the early indications?
Yeah.
Reed Garrett, picking up all the Tyrone Taylor. All these people go, oh, who are these bunch of no-name, bunch of stiffs? It's called building a team. That's what you need. And there's more. There's going to be more of that. Now, will he make every right decision always? No. But he understands what a team is. And when the Mets got spanked around in the first 3 days with the Brewers, that was the team David Stearns built. That's what we're going to get here. We have to follow through with that plan. And I'll tell you, Keith, Mendoza is doing something really interesting in the DH spot. He's kind of using it, I guess, until Martinez gets here, whatever that's going to be. But he's using it to kind of put in one of his veterans. He had Starling Marte there today, and it's a really smart use of
that spot. It should be a rotating spot. The Yankees used to be able to do that, but Giancarlo Stanton's kind of there. Like, it should be a spot to say, hey, here's a half day.
Yeah.
Lock in on hitting today. Focus on your hitting today.
Right. He had Alvarez in there, and then he had Starling Marte. He did it with Nimmo once. I mean, he's got something going. I'm just enjoying it right now. They're playing inspired baseball. And the last thing, Keith, is, you know, you were talking about the social media stuff, and man, I'm sorry that you or anyone has to deal with that nonsense. There's just, I can't stand that part of society. We're all like, you know,
all
dads and husbands human beings. No,
it does not affect me. Like I said, I used to be a social media manager, and I made the parallel to Francisco Lindor, and I saw the screenshots of what these idiots sent to Lindor's wife. But I'm like, that's why my DMs are off, because I've had not just Mets fans, but I've had some really stupid people think that they could send stuff to me where I'm like, oh, I gotta close this. I gotta just not even let that be an option.
You're smart, but what I wanted to get to, and that's the thing to do, Keith. What I want to say is, when you made those comments about Buck and the thing with Musgrove, man, you were spot on, and I could not have agreed more. And now looking back, like, that was such a desperate kind of move, and I was really embarrassed by that when the team tanked out. Like, and it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, you know, kick the door behind Buck now, but it'll be interesting to see him when the season ends, how we look back on the Buck tenure. And there might be a couple things in there that kind of stand out a little bit more on the negative factor than we realized at the time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, all I was saying was, like, I can go through a bunch of goofy things that the Mets have done over the years, and why I think I get so much smoke from some of the Mets fans is I'm going to get on the fan and I'm going to tell it to you straight, right? Like, I'm going to roast your dance team. You're getting no hit. And you have people breakdancing on top of the dugout. Doesn't that seem kind of goofy? It's better now when you're winning. But at the time, it's like, this does not make any sense. Oh, it doesn't matter. These people are getting paid or they have a job. No, it's not about them having a job. It's about baseball. It's about what are you focusing on? And, I mean, I don't mind that being my position, right? I think somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to tell you the truth. There was a time where I said, if you want me to be the bad guy, I'll be the bad guy. You don't have the guts to be the bad guy. You've never seen a bad guy like this. And I'm a Yankee fan, so it just makes sense, right? When I roast the Mets fans hate me, but it builds me up in the Yankees community. I go to Yankee Stadium, and they're like, yo, I like what you said. Yo, keep doing your thing. So I'll take it. I'll wear that hat if that's who you want me to be. But I'm not a fool. I'm a baseball fan. I have to watch these games as part of my job. There's nothing to roast about these Mets. They do have a camaraderie. They look like they're having fun. They're smiling. They're rooting each other on. It doesn't matter if it's Zach Short or Tyrone Taylor. It doesn't matter if it's Harrison Bader. It doesn't matter if it's Joey Wendell. It doesn't matter if it's the superstars getting it done, like Brandon Nimmo went off against the Braves. Okay, that's what they pay you for. Doesn't matter if it's Starling Marte hitting home runs or Pete Alonso. That's what you're supposed to do. Francisco Lindor will heat up when it gets hot out, probably. When it gets a little warmer, there will be a week where we're like, that is Francisco Lindor. Wait for it. Wait for it. But so far, so good. They're 10-8. And I don't think many people saw that coming after starting 0-5. After a doubleheader where you lose the first game and you need every out in that second game to get your first win, for Carlos Mendoza to get his first win. Michael Tonkin. Nobody's talking about Michael Tonkin anymore. Oh, wait. Yes, they are. In my notes, Michael Tonkin is back. They released him. The Twins picked him up. The Twins are like, we don't want him. And the Mets are like, all right, we know what's wrong with you. We'll bring you back, give you another shot. Maybe we won't use you in that role of having you pitch in Manfred's man on second bonus baseball innings. Right? I wouldn't want to be that guy either. Wait, I have a runner on second when I'm going out there? I don't want to pitch like this. 877-337-6666. Something else I had in my notes. I said don't rush Kodai Senga back, but Mendoza says Kodai Senga is going to be on the mound soon. And then even on the other side with the Yankees, Gerrit Cole is progressing, right? Before you know it, it'll get warm and Gerrit Cole will be on the mound. Gerrit Cole threw at 75 feet today. So his progress is going well. You know, I said everything doesn't have to be Mets versus Yankees, but it will be. And everything doesn't have to be, oh, I want them to fail. I want them to lose. And I want the other side to, like, when Kodai Senga went down, I legitimately was like, this sucks. They should go out there and get Jordan Montgomery or whoever. They didn't. They stuck to their plan. And then when Gerrit Cole went down, I also was like, they should go out there and get Blake Snell. Somebody. You don't want to see the ace go down of anyone's staff, specifically here in New York on both sides. But that's baseball, Susan. It is what it is. Guys are going to get hurt. It's good that both teams are winning, and we know that they can get better, right? Both teams can get back the ace of their staff and a professional hitter. I don't know exactly what J.D. Martinez is at this age. I don't know exactly what D.J. LeMahieu is at this age, but those guys are both professional hitters that when they're right, they can get hot and they can impact the game. 877-337-6666. Stan in Manhattan. Kenny's on the fan next. What's up, Ken? Well, Kenny was on the fan. Gave me an opportunity to cough. Let's go back to the phones and bring in Peter from Hop Hog, New York.
Hi, Keith.
Hey.
Remember me? I called you a couple of times.
Yeah. What's up, man? Thanks for calling back.
I'm talking about the Mets. Do you think, and then I want to talk about John Stern a little bit, do you think the Mets are going to try to make the playoff?
Absolutely.
I know it's early. I know you're a Yankee fan, yeah. But I'm not going to bust on your Yankees.
Yeah. I'm a Yankee fan, but I think absolutely the Mets are going to try to make the postseason. I think that all those guys that go out there, they do not want to suck. They want to win. They want to prove people wrong. They want to be a good team, and they're showing you in their last 13 games they're better than we thought.
I know. I missed the game take. I thought it was a night game, and I put it on News 88.
Yeah, it started early. It's like a 12-10 start today, something like that. A 1-10 start today.
Wow.
It was on early.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I didn't know it was. I thought it was a night game. When are they playing again, do you know?
Well, they're heading to Dodger Stadium. They're playing the Dodgers coming up this weekend.
Yeah, because I live in an agency, right? And some of the houses next weekend are going to the Met game. Like, one of my friends in the program, she's going to the Met game. So,
well,
you know.
More people should start going to these Mets games as it gets warmer, as they're winning. I think you're going to start to see more people pop
up. Some of the houses, but not my house, but some of the houses in our agency, I'm with Niantoro Bolsey of Creative Suffolk, and they got free tickets, so, you know.
Yeah, well, they got to go out west. They got to play the Dodgers. Heads up that game on Friday is at 10:10, so that's a late one.
I know. I'll be listening.
Saturday and Sunday, you got 4 o'clock starts. Then they go face the Giants. They got two late ones. 9:45, 9:45, then a 3:45 on Wednesday. Then they'll come home to face the Cardinals, who are a last-place team. It should be a good time. Friday, April 26th, 7:10.
The other guy that was talking to you, he's a radio fan. He listens to John Sterling. Mm-hmm. But I like how he wrote. I like the way WCBS does it.
Yeah.
I've been listening to them since it started in 9th.
Howie Rose and Keith Ratt. I listened to the whole game with their call today. They do a great job.
I listen to it on the Odyssey app because I don't have a radio. I have my iPad or I have a phone. Mm-hmm. And I have all my apps on one phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I have my apps on both the iPad and the phone. But anyway, back to John Still, I'll make this really quick. I like the way he broadcasts. I like the way he says, Yankees win, Yankees win. They're not going to miss him. I didn't know he's been there for like 20 years.
Longer. Longer than I've been alive. 36 years calling the Yankees. 20 years, specifically John and Susan.
Like I told you before, you're my nieces. I have a niece your age. So, you know, you're about 35, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're Kimberly's age, my niece, you know.
Tell Kim I said what's up.
Yeah, I tell her.
Thanks for the call, Peter. We got a break here. Coming up, my Casamigos big shot of the night. And what I like to call open mic time, we open it up. The floor is wide open. If you don't want to talk Yankees, you don't want to talk Mets, that's fine. If you don't want to talk Rangers, Isles, that's okay too. If you don't care to speak on the Knicks or the NFL draft with the Jets and Giants and you have another sports question or life question or radio question, New York question, something you want to bring to my attention, this would be the time to do it before my show ends. Chris McMonagle comes up in the next hour. KM to AM, it's a five-hour sports talk show. This is the last hour coming up. My Casamigos big shot of the night coming up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.